भवतु,
सहनौ भुनक्तु,
सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै, ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः,
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
So, meaning of this one, it's generally told by students in front of their teacher. Sahana bhavatu, may we coexist together in harmony. May we get nourished together. May we accomplish great things in our lives. May our accomplishments be known everywhere. May we not despise each other. The meaning. Welcome to the Ask Me a Question series this week and next week. It's a discussion board. Many children are filled with many questions. Why? Many parents, they say, shut up, not to ask too many questions. Just do as I say. When parents are stunting the questions, the inquisitiveness in the children's mind stops. They stop asking. They think, my parents do not know. My parents do not know, no point in asking. Or they say, whatever my parents talk about, it is not scientific. It is not. The children, even in the primary school, they say, we have a scientific approach. My parents are old school, blind believers. The children, they say, I am a very modern person with modern thinking. Our parents are outdated. That results in the children stop asking questions to the parents and they start ignoring the parents also. The purpose of this one, they make the mind brilliant. The children should learn, the inquisitiveness should not stop. And children, parents also must learn along with the children. And parents can discuss with the children also. What does it mean? In Shat Prashna Upanishad, it comes in Chandogya also. When the question was asked by Shweta Ketu, Father Uddalaka said, even I do not know. Come, let us together go and learn. But Shweta Ketu became very arrogant. He said, I'm too ashamed to ask. You go and ask. Father, he had a keenness to learn. He went to Janaka and asked the question. The children, sometimes generally parents have that ego is stopping them. In this Upanishad, Shweta Ketu had a high ego. He did not ask. Now, I will open the discussion board. No question is trivial and I will try to answer if I know the answer. Otherwise, we can discuss on that one. Now, I will open this platform. Prashant, you want to ask the question?
No, sir, we have a lot of kids here, which is very encouraging. I will try to moderate this questionnaire. Since many kids might have many questions, we'll follow some rules. We'll start with the youngest and we'll go to the oldest and we'll keep one question at a time and then we'll do a round robin if that's okay with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So who is the youngest one here, Aryan?
Yeah, Aryan, 7 year old. You have a question, Aryan?
I have two questions.
Yeah, one at a time.
Okay. So God made us, but who made God?
Yeah, that is why it is called as God. Nobody, the changeless, always there, that is called as God. He was, he is, he will be, that is God. Okay, and nobody has made, and who named the God? Another way you can ask, who named the God? So, devotees named the God as Vishnu, as Krishna, as Shiva, as the Ganapati, depending on how the devotees experienced. It is not just a name, they experienced the, how the quality. Quality, based on the quality, one who has seen the God everywhere, his name they called as Vishnu. He is there everywhere, that is called as Vishnu. They saw the God as most pure, they call it as Shiva. They named the God according to the qualities they experienced. Like you describe the sugar. Sugar and its sweetness cannot be separated. When you are saying sugar, you can't have a bitter sugar. God's name always associates with the quality. Okay, it is the quality devotees experience, they call the name the God. Next question.
Thank you, Aryan. I think you should think more on this one. Thank you for starting off with the question on God. Next is, how old is Dhruva? Dhruva, you, yeah, let's go.
Nine.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead with your question, Dhruva.
So, one day at a time, no?
Oh, okay, one question.
Okay. How many pranayama types are there?
Pranayama, many techniques. Whatever expands your prana is called as pranayama. If you book and it makes you very strong, that is also called as pranayama. Whatever expands your energy, hearing the positive things, whatever positive you hear, it makes you strong, powerful, that is called as pranayama. It is not just breathing. Whatever expansion of your energy happens, that is called as pranayama.
Thank you, Dhruva. Who is 8 years old here?
Teeth.
Teeth. Okay, yes, Teeth.
If Krishna is a reincarnation of Lord Vishnu, then why was he born from people and not gods?
If I rephrase Teeth's question, why if Krishna is a incarnation of Vishnu, why he is born through Vasudeva and Devaki? He is asking, and Vasudeva and Devaki's originally in the previous one, they were Aditi and Kashyapa. They prayed to Bhagavan Vishnu, I want you to be born as my son. To fulfill their desire, he born through them. In Srimad Bhagavatam says, Narada Muni says, you have done such a intense longing you had for Lord to appear in your house. That's why he appeared. It's God is called as devotee's servant. Whatever devotee aspires, he fulfills that one. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Teeth. Who is next 7 years old or 8 years old here? Okay. We'll go to 8 years old. Akshaj? Nine years old. Akshaj, please go ahead.
Guruji, my question is that why do we only worship Vishnu and Shiva but not Brahma most of the times?
The Brahma, that creation, according to the creation, there are Brahma temples are there that in Pushkara, that place is dedicated for Brahma, that lake. The creation, Brahma, is called as the Hiranyagarbha. One, in entirety, beyond Mahatattva, Brahma is, his representation is Vayu. We are worshipping Brahma as Hanuman. Current Hanuman will become, after this Kalpa, he will become Brahma. Brahma is worshipped in the form of Hanuman. Okay? And he is a Vaitattva. Brahma and in the scriptures talk about Brahma and his younger brother was Vayu. His representation is Hanuman. Hanuman is worshipped here.
Okay. Thank you.
Which means you are already worshipping Brahma through Vayu. You are earlier chanting Vayu Stuti, which is also kind of worshipping it. Okay, next one. Year 9. Who else is year 9? Sushmaji, your kids? Please go ahead with your question.
Can you unmute, Sushma?
Yeah, meanwhile, we'll go to Sushri. Sushri, you have any question? Please go ahead.
Why is it that people fall into rajasic and tamasic qualities then sattvic?
Why people fall into rajasic and tamasic quality instead of sattvic quality? That is the question. Rajasic, tamasic and sattvic qualities are all there in everyone depending on their karma. It's depending on the desire they resort to that one. The quality, like why, you may ask the same question, why bitter gourd is bitter? Why cannot be sweet? Why did not God make all fruits very sweet? Why did He make that one? Because it is that way. If every person is sattvic, for example, in Satya Yuga, they say everyone was good. Everyone was good. And as the things getting tougher, competition happened. I want to be ahead. I want to be ahead. Things started getting tougher. In Treta Yuga, still more sattvic people were there. And in Dwapara Yuga, Tamasic and Rajasic people became more prominent. In Kali Yuga, severe, intense survival of the fittest. Everyone is in a survival mode. We are scared to, what if I lose the job? What if it happens? Everyone, when the survival mode is there, everyone is resorting to rajasic and tamasic. Sattvic is very little. How do you see whether a sattvic person or a rajasic person or tamasic person? They have given an example. Tulasi leaf, if you squeeze, still gives out the fragrance. Beautiful fragrance is there. When things are tough, still, if one is giving out the good, that is regarded as sattvic. But most of us buckle down under the pressure, survival instinct, they resort to those qualities. The truly sattvic person, all the time that person, it's always rare. Becoming good in good times is not great. Becoming good in the tough time, it is called a sadhana. In the tough time, still you are good. That is called a sadhana. When everything is abundance, becoming a good person, it's not a great thing. Sattvic in Satya Yuga, becoming sattvic person is not great. In Kali Yuga, if you are still sattvic, it is something extraordinary. That is called a sadhana. Try to be in the, despite the challenges, how can you be good? Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Sushri. So with that understanding, you'll have to get up tomorrow at 4 o'clock, okay? Okay. Okay, next is Avani. Avani is a our youngest student here, for who is not aware, she is undergoing teacher's training. Please go ahead, Avani.
How did Krishna say all of Bhagavad Gita right before the war started?
He told us, like you carry the hard disk, compressed file. You compress the file, zip file, and the Arjuna that he gave in the zip format. Veda Vyasa, for our understanding, he unzipped it. Arjuna was an incarnation of Indra. He could able to get the message very sharp. The zip file, he understood. Whereas Veda Vyasa, we cannot understand that zip file. So Veda Vyasa elaborated it for our understanding. Okay?
Thank you, Avani. It's like a YouTube reel, Avani, that you watch, you scroll. A very effective YouTube reel. Okay? Next is 10 years old. Apathim, you want to ask your question? Yeah.
My question is that, did Hanuman ever make a mistake when he was with Ram?
No, that is, he is called as no mistake. He is Ruju. Ruju means always perfect. No mistake. No mistake. Hanuman was born as Bhima. Arjuna did many mistakes. In the Arjuna, Sri Krishna tells him not to cry. Then Sri Krishna say, Arjuna says, I didn't understand. Please explain again. Please explain again. But in Mahabharata, never once Sri Krishna said, Bhima, you should not have done. He was agreeing with that one. The whatever Rama was thinking, the Hanuman's thinking and Sri Rama's thinking were always aligned. Never Hanuman thought something which was contradictory to Sri Rama's thinking. At the end, Sri Rama of the war, Sri Rama said, I don't know what, how can I repay you for your service? The only thing I can give you is myself, saying he hugged Ramachandra. For Angada and Sugriva, he gave some presents. This is the present, this is the present. For Hanuman, he said, I have nothing to give it to you, which can match your service. So perfect. I will give myself to you. Okay.
Next is Atharv.
So I have a few.
One question.
One question of me. Okay, thank you.
How do we relate Lord Vishnu to the physical world? We all always portray him as a god, but how can we relate him to like real life world?
The Vishnu means Vishati Pravishati. What is there everywhere is called as Vishnu. Okay? In other religion, this concept is not there. Only in Indian religion, all names has a meaning also. It is not just what we represent. It is a gross form made up of earth and water and fire element. And Lord is beyond that one. So, Vishnu means Antar Bahishchatat Sarvam Vyapyanarayana Sthitaha. What is within and outside, everywhere. When you know Vishnu, if you know Vishnu is everywhere, if you start contemplating, so you are empowered. When you are having a tough time, God is here also. I may be in Antarctica, or I may get on to the satellite and go into the moon. He's there also. In the tough situation, if you start thinking, Bhagavan, you challenge him. You have been called as Vishnu. Why can't you help me? You are everywhere. You will see my problem also. So it helps in empowering your mind, helps you to fight the anxiety and depression in the mind. Okay?
Thank you, sir. We'll go to Sushma ji.
Hello, my name is Arjun. I just wanted to ask, how does yoga give us a connection with God?
The name of yoga means connection. Connection, connecting from limited you. Limited Arjun, the tiny person in Mount Waverly, you have a potential to expand yourself to become someone extraordinary. That expansion process is called as yoga. The God is called as, oh, everywhere is there, all possibilities, empowered. He is omnipotent. By connecting to the omnipotent, you are start thinking, I'm not small, I'm not small, I'm not a tiny person working in this company and making small amount of dollar, I have one house, two house. When you have the concept of yoga, you start thinking, whole world is my place. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. I've been living my life for me and myself in a small bank balance. I'm so proud of my achievement. I'm confined to small house in Mount Waverly. When I start seeing the whole world is God's place, that is where I belong, you are never small. You are always free. You have always have abundance in your life. If you think you are small, always shortage. No, I don't have, I don't have. When you start thinking of Him, He is there everywhere. You are empowered, abundance. You are the richer than the richest person. That yoga helps in awakening your consciousness. You never, no longer a small person.
Thank you. Yeah, God is perfect and yoga helps you to reach that stage. Okay. Whom do I... Annapurna ji?
My son wants to...
Namaste Guruji. Shri Krishna told Arjuna about the Bhagavad Gita. Who actually wrote the book?
It is compiled by Maha Veda Vyasa. Vedavyasa documented through, he is called as Trikala Jnani. Trikala Jnani means one who has a knowledge of the past, present and future. Vedavyasa composed this one in his mind 600 years before the Pandavas were born. And he wanted a scribe to write it down, and called Brahma, and Brahma suggested Ganapati. Ganapati wrote it down. In Badrinath, there is a place, Vyasa Guha and Ganesh Guha. Ganesha was a steno. Veda Vyasa dictated that one. It has come out from the mind that he could able to see what was happening, and it was published. So Ganapati wrote it, and it was not published at that time. And it was published when Arjuna's grandson Janamejaya was conducting a Sarpa Yaga. At that time Vaishampayana came, and Vedavyasa was sitting in front of Vedavyasa. It was published in the assembly of Janamejaya, who was the son of Parikshit. Parikshit was son of Arjuna, Subhadra and Arjuna, his grandson's assembly, it was first published. Okay?
Thank you, sir. The next is Varchas. Hey, everyone, see if you can enable your video, otherwise I won't be able to see you. Varchas, if you are there. We'll go to Advika by the time Watches enables his audio. Advika, please go ahead.
I had a question about something you said in the morning class, you said that like you can forgive all of your like crimes or like anything if you like change and believe to God. But like in terms of like the real world, if somebody committed like a really bad crime or something, and then they suddenly started believing in the God, would that just be forgiven, or would they have to like experience something after to like make up for that?
No, what I mentioned in Sunday's class, the crime committed when you are ignorant person, and at night when you are realized, those karmas no longer bind you. No longer bind you, like once the prarabdha karma, as you have born with set of karma, as long as you live, yes, you have to go through physical ailment or whatever, but that karma won't bind you. What karma binds us means you are having all the time, I should not have done, I should not have done, I should not have done. So that regret is there. When you die with the regret, you have to pay back. Pay back once you realized. Realized means, and Sri Krishna says, yat karoshi yad ashnashi, whatever you have done, and I offer it to you. I offer it to you. I don't want to take any responsibility of what I had happened. Now on, I will amend my ways. What happened? I don't want to take the responsibility. God is called as Sahasrabahu. Thousands of arms. I will offer all my good or bad to you. I don't want the result of good and bad. Everything I offer it to you. So, one who doesn't take the credit or discredit. Today in the class, we learnt a Bhagavad Gita class shloka. Yogastha kuru karmani sangas buddhi yukto jahatiha ube sukrita duskrite. Buddhi yukto jahati, jaha means give up, sukha and dukkha. I want only the good things, I don't want bad things. Jahatiha ube sukrita duskrite. Good and bad, not to cling on. Whatever comes in your way, be happy. I want only good, not bad, or only let bad go to them. I have good. One, buddhi yukto jahatiha ube sukrita duskrite tasmat yogaya yujyasva. Yuj means yoga karmasu kaushalam. You are, life is a battle. You are fighting a battle with, you had sometimes in the battle, one team will, between the cricket match, one team got to win, one team has to lose. In your battle, you may be a loser or winner, not to sulk, steadfast, not to take credit or discredit. That skill, then only as a leader you can perform. If you are only playing the game, only to win, what happens if you lose? You go into bankruptcy. Many people commit suicide. In India, it's common year 11, year 12, if they do not get good marks, people go into depression or run away from home. It is saying, whatever is the situation, I have done my bit. I don't want that credit or discredit. That part, when you are doing that way, no action will bind you. No action will bind you, pull you down.
Thank you. Thank you, Advika. Yes, if you have made a small crime like spilling water or juice, all you can do is just clean it up. Yeah, don't put the blame. Next is, who is on the list? Yes, we have two kids from the same house, Nandaji and Khushiji, but I will go to the younger one. Khushiji.
Thanks, Uncle. Namaste, Guruji. My question to you was what the significance of the multiverse theory in Hinduism was.
Sorry, can you repeat that one? What is the significance of?
Sorry. The multiverse theory, like the idea that there are multiple universes and there's multiple gods, like it's not just one Brahma, there's one Brahma for each universe that's created. Like that was just a question that I had. And what's the significance of that? Why do we feel like that's important?
It's not multiple universe. Universe is one. Ananta, one Brahma. After the term over, he goes into that Sayujya. That Brahma is still there. There is Ananta Brahma in the after liberation. In the one, this cosmos, Bhagavan is called as Ananta Brahmanda Nayaka. So many past, many Brahmandas had come. He is the Lord of that one. Lord of God is only one of all the past Brahmandas. The universe created, dissolved. When dissolved, that Brahma get liberated. He is go into Sayujya. Bhagavan is called as Ananta Brahmanda Nayaka. All he was the Lord, he is and he will be. And many Brahmas come and go back, go into, get liberated. Liberated, that universe is one and Lord is the, and but in the, your question to rephrase, there are many lokas are there. That Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha, Satya Loka. Various levels, various divine beings are controlling our existence. For example, the one soul leaves, the one being looks out Pitru Loka. Pitru Loka, Pitrus are there, then Gandharva Loka is there, Deva Loka is there. Those different gradation of divine beings are there in different lokas, but all lokas comes under one Brahmanda. His Lord, that Brahmanda, Bhagavan is called as Brahmanda Nayaka.
Thank you. Kushi, excellent question. I know you would have got that from Spider-Man, but that's a more Western interpretation of universe. But as Rajendraji mentioned, it's based on a scriptural reference.
Yeah, and I don't want to take up too much time, but I think there was a Krishna mythology story that when Brahma takes all the kids in the village up to Devalok, and that's when Krishna tells Brahma that he's not the only Brahma, there are many other ones. And yeah, that's just where it came from.
That's the local. Yeah, next one is, I'll have to go back to our youngest one. In this case, I can only call out people who have their videos, folks. Who is there? Okay, I'm giving preference to kids, the real kids, not to Nanda ji, Nisha ji. Sorry about that. You can feel free to ask questions in the intense yoga class. We'll go back to Avani. Avani Akka, yes. Avani, you have any questions?
Okay. Aditi had another question.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, Aditi is in a tuition, so she couldn't join. The question was, in the world, actually, there are a lot of poverty and things like that. So, in the Ishavasya Upanishad, it says God is not unfair. So, God gives to everyone fair. So, how is that related to, like, people in Africa, where people are, like, suffering?
Yes, why there is a suffering if God is fair? God is fair means what we ask, we get that one. What we are, right now in Lebanon and Israel, southern Lebanon people, they are fleeing to Syria and other countries. Life is very tough. And Ukraine and Russia, or in Sudan. War is happening. Why? And we are safe here. What we get according to our karma. Karma theory is you have to follow. If not, karma theory that if God made everyone a multimillionaire, so then what is the need for you are doing a sadhana? Everyone gets multimillionaire and everyone is having the expensive car and money abundance. and everyone is having a good time, then where is the concept of sadhana? Where is the devotion? When the too much of prosperity also blinds our vision. When we go through some challenges, it opens up our eyes to seek something else, something higher. In the Kali Yuga, when, as I mentioned, in Satya Yuga, everything was in abundance. In Treta Yuga, resources started reducing. Dwapara further. In Kali Yuga, now Kali Yuga, total length of Kali Yuga is 434,000 years. Only 5,000 years have happened. It says in the scriptures, now we are still in the dawn phase of Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, time will come, people start eating others. When you go out, people bounce on you, and like in China, they say in 50 years back, if they saw one dog on the street, they will bounce on that one and eat. Same thing in Kali Yuga, people ruthless. There is everyone at other's neck. People will be eating each other, and there is no guarantee you will come back home. It's things getting tougher day by day, Kali Yuga. But Sri Krishna says, always the sattvic people, devotees, he will make a provision such that he will take a responsibility of protecting. It is why we are still here. If it is such a great soul, we should have got liberated. We are still here in the Kali Yuga means we are not good enough. Like in a refinery column, the crude oil has to be put under pressure and temperature so that the pure gasoline comes at the top. The sediments are always at the bottom. The Lord wants to find out, is anything good in us? He is putting us in through the challenges so that is any good is coming out. Like recycling process, what upholds a person, the challenge in scripture is called as tapas. Tapa means tapa. Tapa, we have to go through the tough time to bring out the best. At the same time, yes, Africa and other places, they are having challenges. We can't overlook it is their karma, let them suffer. As I said, you have to help out wherever you can. That karuna should be there in you. Help out, reach out, have compassion. Compassion, do your best to serve others, help others. That is called as yoga. It's a... Okay.
All right, 30 minutes done. So we'll
38 minutes. Now we can open to adults also.
Sir, adults are in Siguta, sir. They will get a chance. We'll go to kids. Aryan, go near your next question.
My other question was, what does spiritually connected mean?
Spirit means soul. Okay, body, we have three parts. One is a body, second is a mind, third one is called a soul. Soul, my soul's point of view, from the body point of view, I see something. From my soul point of view, also you have to see. Now you have come here, from the body point of view, you have to study, you have to make lot of money from the body, look after. From the soul point, you have come here for enriching the soul. You have to give the food not only for the body, you have to give food for your soul also. Like meditation, contemplate, enrich your, contemplate, meditation, enriching. When the spiritually connected, when you are connected within, you are happy within, you can connect with other soul. You can feel the pain of other person. You can feel the suffering of other person. For to fulfill, you connect yourself first. Your mind is connected within through meditation. You have to spend time for yourself. Japa, connect yourself, nourish your soul. You are not born only to nourish your body and mind. You are born here to nourish your soul. Let that soul connect to the all-pervading God. We call him as Vasudeva. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Dhruva, do you have any question?
What is the meaning of Vijnani?
Jnani means one who has theoretical knowledge. Vijnani means one who knows how to apply the knowledge. Application part is called as Vijnana, means Vishesha Jnana. Not ordinary knowledge, not the bookish knowledge. One who knows how to apply to the situation is called as Vijnani. Okay?
Thank you.
Next one is Akshaj.
I got one more question. Why did Hanuman try to eat the sun?
As a baby, he saw that one, it looked like an apple, and he was hungry, so he thought it's a good fruit to eat. His ability, and also when you are born, you need to have a guru. However great, like Sri Krishna went to show us, he went to Sandipini Gurukul to learn. So Hanuman went up, and Surya Bhagavan gave him a upadesha. As a upadesha, though Hanuman knew everything, when you born, you need to have a guide. Like when you want to study, you have to, though you know everything, you have to enroll yourself to one university. So, it was an opportunity for him to get Surya as his guru. Okay?
Next is Tirth. But keep listening in and keep writing in, okay? It's you get to learn when you listen. This is for everyone, then you get to learn when you listen more. Okay, next is Sushri.
Does every god have the same qualities and gunas?
No, that not all, everyone. That is why for Ganapati Vigna Nayaka, for overcoming the hurdles, everyone has a portfolio. Like in a company, someone is manager, someone is accountant, someone is security. Everyone has qualities according to the role. And Ananta Guna, Bhagavan Lord is called as Ananta Guna. He has access for, in a building, I have access for only one floor. Every God has access for particular floor. God has access for all portfolio. Sri Krishna says, Antavattu Palam Tesham Bhavat Alpamedasam. You go to one God for only one thing. But one who has come to me, they get everything. But because of our limited understanding, we only go one access. He says, come to me. I will give everything. Okay, it's...
Okay, next is Athar.
So if Brahma is the creator and Vishnu is the sustainer and Shiva is the destroyer, they should all have equal roles, yet we worship Vishnu as the Supreme Lord. Why is this?
Vishnu is a Pravishati. He entered into Brahma and gave him a creative ability. he entered into Shiva, he gave him the destructive ability. He took the responsibility of protection for himself. And he entered into Athar to made him made Atharva to ask the question. So he enters everyone, makes them, if you are best in any area, he entered into that one and made that person that one. So he entered into Shiva, he entered into Brahma, there's a God is one.
But why did Vishnu take the role of sustaining?
The sustaining is if the sustenance is not there, as soon as the creation happened, Shiva would have devoured that one. There is no life. If sustenance is not there, as soon as it is protected, it is devoured. So, to keep them apart, sustain, he is in between, wedged between the creation and destruction. Our birth, when we are born, when we are dying, there is something in between it, we call it as a life. We are living for this long. If that is not there, Vishnu is not there, as soon as we were born, we would have died. Vishnu came in between, he made us to live. We are living because of him, otherwise Shiva would have devoured us. Okay?
Thank you.
What is the scientific and spiritual reason behind the Parisanchayami when we do one before dating?
Parisanchayami, in the earlier times, ants, crawling things were there, you are putting a fence so that ants won't crawl into your plate, so it is a barrier. Barrier, it's a scientific also. And the water, you are putting the water onto the plate and taking gel is Jagadish. First, when you are sipping water, you are moistening your throat also so that you can, the food goes well. And our sustenance is based on water. If water is not there, we can't survive. Parisanchayami, that it is acknowledging the water. Because of water, we are sustained. And Bhagavan Narayana reclines on the water. It is thinking of Lord Narayana. When everything has gone, what remains is called as Narayana. Narayana also called as Nirayana, water. When everything, universal dissolution happened, what remains is him. Okay. And recently they were talking about what we saw, the fresh water on the earth's surface, less than 0.1% is potable water. But 300 kilometers below the earth's surface, amount of water is, fresh water is there, about 3 times, 5 times more than what is there. Universal dissolution is nothing but water is already there, 300 kilometers below, that will come out and dissolve everything, and water goes in. Okay, that acknowledging water, because of water we are sustained.
We'll go to Annapurna Ji's daughter. Son already had a opportunity. Please go ahead.
Namaste, Guruji. I have one question, and is, I don't know if it's related to like Bhagavad Gita, but is Ganga River supposed to be used to solve curses?
Sorry, can you repeat again?
Is Ganga a river supposed to be used
to 12 curses?
Yeah. I think her question is Ganga river supposed to resolve our curses, or what is the significance of
Ganga, it is there is one Deva Ganga, it has come from the feet of Vishnu, and Shiva, when the water Bhagiratha did the tapas, Shiva, the water was coming down, he, out of reverence for Vishnu, he took it on his head. So Ganga has people from India, it's a when in the Vamana avatara, when Vishnu Vamana became Trivikrama, 1 foot he took it to the Satyaloka. Brahma thought it's a great occasion for me to wash Lord's feet. Deva Ganga, he washed it. And Vishnu did not release the water. He held it in his toenail. When Bhagiratha was praying for that one, he released a bit. That flow, Shiva took it on his head. Since it has a touch of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, for all Indians, it is a sacred river. It has come from the Lord's feet and from Shiva's head. It is the pavana. The pavana, that is why when a person dies, they pour water in the mouth, saying that that water has come from Lord's feet. May you reach Lord's feet. That Ganga usually kept at home. If the Ganga is not there, you pour the ordinary water also, Ganga, saying that one, you put it in the person's mouth. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Next to Sushma ji, if you have any questions,
Hi, my name is. My question is, when did yoga start? Where did it come from originally?
Yoga did not start. Yoga means what is in balance is called as yoga. What is our default state? Are we imbalanced or balanced? Balanced, everything was in balance. Balance is called as yoga. In order, whenever imbalance happened, Lord appeared to set it right. The yoga means our creation. The planets are orbiting in their own orbits. Sun and planets are in orbit, they're in their own place. If the one planet goes out 1 inch, so it is not yoga, it will collide with each other and die. Yoga means balance, everything is in running in order. What sets us in order, who sets us, is called as Yogeshwara. Everything is in order. For us, we do yoga, now we call yoga as asana. Our body is not in order. I can't lift my hand, I can't lift my leg, I have neck problem. To set that one, I'm doing the physical level. My mind is so disturbed, I can't think. So, I do the pranayama and meditation. That is also yoga. I have no peace in my mind, within, always grieving. So, meditation, connecting within. It is yoga. Whatever brings me back into order is called as yoga. Okay? And thank you. And can we close the question now? And now we will have about 5 minutes of parents' feedback so that it sets the platform for next week. Okay, thank you.
Parents, anybody would like to share your feedback?